reuptake inhibitors, calcium channel blockers, protein pump inhibitors, and so on. But none offered the body support. Most patients who were suffering had impaired function, but did not have disease. The healthcare model did very little to improve their actual health, or it blatantly dismissed their complaints. These realizations inspired my passion to learn more about nutrition and pursue clinical strategies for patients who do not have a clear black or white model of disease or health, but instead are somewhere in a gray area. To this day, I am not anti-medicine. I have a high degree of respect and admiration for the practice of medicine and medical physicians. However, there is no doubt a void exists in the current practice of medicine. Many areas of specialization and training are not provided to medical physicians despite being accepted models in the scientific community, such as diet, nutrition, and lifestyle changes. I was forced into a unique position very early in my career. As I began to create efficient ways to manage my chronic patients, I wrote some papers and was given opportunities to lecture to other healthcare providers. This was immediately successful, and I began practicing and lecturing. I alternated weeks, seeing patients one week and researching, writing, and lecturing the other week, something I continue today. Lecturing to skilled clinicians forces me to stay current with the research and the clinical applications for the various topics I teach. Working with patients guides me to know which questions to ask when researching and developing education seminars. As I began to lecture nationally, doctors referred their failed cases and complex patients to me, which further drove me to develop the highest clinical competence I could achieve. The combination of needing to perform at a high level, both as a postgraduate educator and as a clinician seeing patients with complex conditions, created a demanding cycle that has led to the information I share with you now. At this point in my career, I have seen patients from literally all over the world with various complex conditions. I am not always able to help them, but I can usually find strategies to improve their quality of life in some way. Sometimes it is profound, and sometimes it is not. There is no question many chronic patients who cannot be helped are suffering from brain dysfunction or early brain degeneration. My aspiration to write this book is to share some fundamental concepts and strategies for those types of cases. I really hope you enjoy reading this book and that it empowers you. I have made every attempt for this book to serve you and help you gain insights and strategies into supporting your brain health and to get your brain working again. Datis Karazian, DHSC, DC, MS, M Neuropsy. Introduction. Why isn't my brain working? Jackie, 42, a mother of two children ages 4 and 6, worked as an attorney. She had a caring husband and a successful career she had worked very hard to create for herself. She had paid her own way through college and throughout life, as she had come from a modest background. Jackie had always had an incredible memory and could always count on her brain. However, over the past few years, she noticed she couldn't remember phone numbers long enough to put them in her iPhone and was unable to keep up with her work and family responsibilities. She knew she was no longer dependable at work, which really bothered her. But that was nothing compared to the guilt and frustration she felt because she wasn't able to be the mother she wanted to be. She suffered from bouts of depression, and although she was never a fan of medications, her depression had gotten so bad she began taking antidepressants. The medications worked initially, but she stopped taking them when she did not notice any effect from them after a couple of months. Jackie also started to gain weight and have headaches as well as various aches and pains throughout her body. Jackie had always been the kind of person who could read an entire book in one sitting and remember everything she read. Now, she could no longer focus, and she found herself fatiguing after reading just a few pages. She was also unable to remember what she had read after finishing just one paragraph. Jackie started to worry and went to see her doctor, who performed a complete physical examination, ran routine blood work, and diagnosed her with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. He told her she was overweight and needed to eat better and exercise, but he did not give her any specifics. When Jackie explained her symptoms of declining memory and poor brain function symptoms, he laughed and told her she was just getting older and not to worry about it. Jackie left her doctor's appointment feeling embarrassed and ashamed. After months of feeling depressed, she finally decided to